Now see whether you agree with me, says this wholly made-up mannequin Socrates. And as an aside, I have to say, I wonder sometimes how is this taught in elite institutions? Is it clear? Is it made clear to these so-called upper middle and elite children that this Socrates is an invention? I mean, I'm sure they're told that this is that the Republic is fiction. But are they told that this Socrates is a construction? It seems unlikely to me because as Plato and Socrates actually existed, are real people, the question that necessarily would arise from that is, well, why did Plato lie? After which reply, a modicum of thought will land the fish its propaganda. And then thought would take off and fly beyond the walls built tall to contain the children on whom the hand of power has laid the mantle, the heavy responsibility of realizing the unmet fantasies of Plato, of power. And so then how could they approach the prospect with relish if they knew the truth, that what they were signing on to was a project most debased, following a man who tells statesmen, take your infants to the battlefields and make them taste blood, who recommended culling of the weaker ones, infanticide, to ensure wealth not be diluted, for wealth you need to play the game of supremacy. And let's not kid ourselves that this is a mindset that is gone and done with. I heard recently in one of the first person narrative story programs, I think it was The Moth, a man tell this story of being forced to go hunting with his father. And after his first kill, quote unquote, he was forced to taste its blood. Broke his heart. The whole thing, hideous from one end to the other.